Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹，早安。
God is good, amen.
神是良善的，阿门吗？
God has done amazing things in our midst.
神在我们中间做了奇妙的大事。
He is a God that is living and active.
他是活神，做事的神。
He is a God in the midst of his people.
他是在他子民当中的神。
Before we turn to his word, let's look to him in prayer.
在我们读他的话前，我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for the testimonies that we have heard.
天父，我们为我们所听见的见证献上感谢。
Our hearts are uplifted because of the glories that we have attributed to you as a glorious God.
我们因着听见你是那荣耀的神，我们心被提升。
As we come to your word, also glorify yourself.
当我们读你的话的时候，愿你荣耀你自己。
Teach us.
教导我们。
Grow us.
让我们成长。
Sanctify us.
使我们圣洁。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我们奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Well, we are continuing in a sermon series on prayer.
我们在有一系列的教导关于祷告。
Remember, we started this year looking at discipleship.
今年我们的年度主题是做主门徒。
And after looking through the Great Commission, we felt something was missing.
当我们看了我们的大使命之后，我们发现缺少了一些事情。
Jesus had commanded his disciples to go and to make disciples.
耶稣吩咐他的门徒说，你们要去使人做我的门徒。
And he promised his presence to go with them.
他也应许他要与他们一起去。
That he, as having all authority in heaven and earth, would be with them.
他耶稣有天上地下一切的权柄，要与他们同去。
But yet it seemed that the disciples had a power that we did not.
可是好像门徒们有一个我们所没有的能力。
We go out and we try to make disciples and we feel so powerless.
当我们出去，我们要让别人做主门徒的时候，我们觉得很无力。
We try sharing the gospel to our coworkers and friends and families and it feels like our tongues aren't working properly.
当我们要与我们的朋友、我们的同事分享福音的时候，好像觉得我们舌头不给力。
We feel like we have no confidence, we have no boldness.
觉得我们没有自信、没有胆量。
The disciples had something that we did not.
这些门徒他们拥有一些我们没有的东西。
They had discovered something and learned something from Jesus that we need to learn.
他们从耶稣身上学了一些东西，我们也必须学。
We saw last time in the beginning of the Gospels, Jesus preached what is called the Sermon on the Mount.
上一次我们在福音的时候讲到耶稣的登山宝训。
And on the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus taught his disciples how to pray.
在登山宝训中，耶稣教导他的门徒如何祷告。
In what we usually call the Lord's Prayer.
那个叫做主祷文。
And the disciples heard it,
门徒们听了,
but they didn't really understand it,
却不明白,
until they saw Jesus at work.
直到他们看到耶稣的所行。
And after that sermon on the mount, they walked more with Jesus.
在登山宝训之后, 他们继续与耶稣同行。
They heard more Jesus' teachings.
他们听了耶稣更多的教导。
They saw Jesus' miracles.
他们看见耶稣行的神迹。
They saw the power that Jesus had in his ministry.
他们看见耶稣他的服事中的能力。
And alongside of that, they saw Jesus constantly in prayer.
他们又看见耶稣不住的祷告。
And at least one disciple made that connection.
至少有一个门徒就连接起来了。
And so toward the middle of the gospel in Luke chapter 11, we have the story of a disciple asking Jesus to teach them.
所以在路加福音十一章的时候，有一个门徒就请耶稣教他们祷告。
And it's the only place in the gospels that I know of that disciples ask Jesus to teach them something.
这是我所看到在福音书中唯一一次门徒向耶稣求什么。
I think of all the things that we could ask you, Jesus, teach me to do this.
有多少事情我们可以求耶稣教导我们？
Jesus, teach me how to interpret the Bible.
耶稣教我们怎么样明白圣经？
Jesus, teach me to perform miracles.
耶稣教我们怎么行神迹。
Jesus, teach me to walk on water.
耶稣教我们怎么样在水上行走。
Jesus, teach me how to break little loaves and feed thousands of people.
耶稣教我们如何使五饼二鱼能够喂饱千人。
But the disciples only ask one thing.
可是门徒只问了一件事。
And let's read the passage from Luke chapter 11.
我们来读路加福音第十一章。
Verse 1.
第一节。
One day Jesus was praying in a certain place. When he finished, one of his disciples said to him, Lord, teach us to pray just as John taught his disciples.
耶稣在一个地方祷告，祷告完了，有个门徒对他说，求主教我们祷告，像约翰教导他的门徒。
They saw the power that he had in his ministry.
他们看见耶稣他在事工中的能力。
And they saw the prayer that he was always with before the Father.
他们看见耶稣在他父前祷告的能力。
And they made that connection.
他们把两件事连接在一起。
Jesus, teach us to pray.
耶稣教我们祷告。
And this is what we need to learn.
这也是我们要学习的。
We need to learn how to pray.
我们要学习如何祷告。
We need this power in our lives.
我们生命中需要这个能力。
We need this power to live lives for God.
我们需要有这个能力来为主而活。
We need this power to make disciples.
我们需要这个能力来使人做主门徒。
We need this power to be obedient to Christ.
我们需要这个能力让我们能够顺服基督。
So let's look at how Jesus taught his disciples how to pray.
那我们来看耶稣是如何教导他的门徒祷告。
And just to warn you, we don't have that much time today, so we're only going to get to the very first word of the prayer.
因为我们今天时间很短暂，所以我们只能讲到第一段。
I don't want anyone to be disappointed.
希望不会失望。
We will get to it.
我们以后会讲完整个。
Let's look at verse 2.
我们看第二节。
Jesus said to them, When you pray, say...
耶稣说你们祷告的时候要说
He says, when you pray
耶稣说你们祷告的时候
Whenever you pray
无论什么时候你祷告的时候
Now I was thinking Jesus doesn't say if you pray
耶稣不是说如果你们祷告的话
But of course Jesus' teaching here is not that you need to pray
耶稣不是教导我们说你们要祷告啊
The disciples already realized their need
这些门徒知道他们需要祷告。
So Jesus said, whenever you pray, this is how you need to pray.
而耶稣告诉他们，你们祷告的时候是应该这样子祷告。
This prayer that I'm going to teach you is going to be applicable to every situation.
我所教导你们的祷告是在任何情况之下都适用。
In the Jewish culture that these disciples were brought up in, there were many different kinds of prayers.
在这些门徒当时他们所带大的他们有不同对祷告有不同的概念
There's a prayer in the morning
早晨有早晨的祷告
There's a prayer in the afternoon
下午有下午的祷告
There's a prayer at night time
晚上有晚间的祷告
When they have Passover
当有逾越节的时候
They have one prayer for the bread
他们为了饼有饼的祷告
And then they have a different prayer for the cup
他们为了杯有杯子的祷告
Jesus says, this prayer that you are going to learn is going to be, whenever you pray, you should pray this.
耶稣在这里对祷告的教导说，这个祷告是在你任何的祷告中，任何情况都可以说的。
Now, it's not necessarily to be said word for word.
并不是要我们重复一字一句的话。
Although it's very good to memorize the Lord's Prayer. If you haven't already, it would be a good idea to do that.
但是如果你还没有把主祷文背会的话，你应该把它背会。
But what we can learn from this prayer is Jesus' priorities.
在这里我们可以学习到耶稣的优先次序。
What is important in prayer?
我们祷告中什么是重要的？
What do we need to be praying about?
我们要祷告关于什么事？
Let's look at the content of the prayer.
我们来看这个祷告的内容。
And we're going to read the whole thing, even though, as I said before, we're only going to get to the first word.
虽然我们只能讲到第一句第一节。 今天可是我们要把整句念完。
Father, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come.
我们在天上的父，愿人都尊你的名为圣。
Give us each day our daily bread.
愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同天上。我们日用饮食，天天赐给我们。
Forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone who sins against us, and lead us not into temptation.
赦免我们的罪，因为我们也赦免凡亏欠我们的人，不叫我们遇见试探，救我们脱离凶恶。
The very first word serves as the basis, the foundation of the prayer.
他所讲的在英文中只有一个字啊，我们在天上的父，这一个字，父亲。
Just like when you build a house, you build from the foundation, from the bottom.
就像你盖房子，你要从根基开始盖。
And everything else rests on that foundation.
整个房子是在根基上面。
You can't build before you build that foundation.
你不能够在盖根基之前先盖房子。
And this is the foundation that the prayer is founded on.
所以这个祷告的根基是就在这里。
Jesus, when you pray, say, Father.
耶稣说，当你祷告的时候，你说，父亲啊。
This serves as the foundation because, first of all, we need to know who we're praying to.
这是我们祷告的根基，因为第一个，我们首先要知道我们祷告的对象是谁。
Long time ago, when I was still in school, they taught us how to write letters.
很多年前，在学校，他们教导我们怎么写信。
For those of you who are younger, it's like an email, but on paper.
对年轻人来说，好像写电邮，可是是在纸上写。
And the most important thing you need to know was who you're writing to.
他说你写信最重要的你要先知道你到底是写给什么人。
Because who you're writing to determines the form of the letter.
你写的对象来决定了你写信的形式。
It determines what you're going to talk about in the letter.
也决定了你在信中要谈什么。
So Jesus says, when you pray, say Father.
当你祷告的时候你要说父亲啊。
Our Father is what we're basing the prayer around.
所以这位父亲是我们祷告所包围的。
And it's who we are praying to.
是我们祷告的对象。
Now this was very similar and also very different from what the disciples were used to.
这耶稣的教导对这些门徒习以为常的信念是不一样的。
The disciples were very used to calling God Father.
这些门徒他们虽然很习惯叫他们的神为父亲。
And they prayed to God as Father.
而且他们祷告的时候也用父亲这个字
is very similar to the normal Jewish prayers.
是很与当时犹太人的祷告很相似。
When they pray, they address God in heaven.
当他们祷告的时候，他们说天上的神啊
，Maker of heaven and earth，
创造天地宇宙的神
，God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob，
亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的神
，Father of Israel，
是以色列的父啊。
This is who we are to pray to.
这是我们祷告的对象。
The holy, most powerful God.
这位圣洁智能的神。
The God who has created everything.
这位创造万有的神。
The God to whom we owe everything to.
这些我们所有一切都出于他的神。
And the Jewish people would be very familiar with praying this way.
这些犹太人他们对这类的祷告他们非常的熟悉。
But yet also very different.
可是又很不一样。
We're told in Matthew that Jesus says that the people pray for all sorts of different reasons and different ways of praying.
在马太福音告诉我们，人们为了许多的事情有不同形式的方式祷告。
And the prayers that the people would be seeing the most would be the prayers of the Pharisees.
我们所最常听见看见，他们所看见的就是法利赛人的祷告。
These would be the spiritual elite.
这些是属灵人。
These would be our pastors and teachers and leaders spiritually.
就如今我们的牧师，我们的属灵的教导，我们的老师。
And three times a day, wherever they were, they would stop and pray.
所以这些法利赛人一天三次，无论他们在哪里，他们忽然就突然走路走着就停下来祷告。
And Jesus said, they make sure.That when that time comes, they're in a very public place.
他们要确定当祷告的时间一到的时候，他们是停在一个大庭广众之间。
So the disciples were always seeing these Pharisees praying in public.
所以这些门徒常常看到法利赛人在当庭广众下祷告。
But Jesus says they're praying just to get what they want.
可是耶稣说，这些人祷告只是要得到他们想要的。
They want the applause of men.
他们希望人的掌声。
And that's all they're going to get.
他们也唯一能够得到的也是人的掌声。
Their prayers were addressed to God.
他们虽然的对象祷告的词是向着神。
But they weren't really to God.
可是他们的真实的里面却不是对着神。
So when Jesus says, pray, Father, it's very different.
所以当耶稣说同样的说父亲啊，这个是却是不同的。
First of all, because Jesus is teaching them to pray the way that he prayed, the way that he prayed.
耶稣教导门徒说父啊，是耶稣自己对父神的用法。
And the disciples saw the difference.
门徒们看出了中间的不同。
That's why they're asking Jesus to teach them how to pray.
所以他们才会要求耶稣教导他们如何祷告。
Jesus, the way you pray is different.
耶稣你祷告的 不一样。
He goes out in secret.
他是到一个隐秘的地方祷告。
Where no one else is around.
旁边什么人都没有。
Maybe his disciples are there with him.
或许有时候他的门徒在他旁边。
And he would pray, Father.
而他会祷告说父啊。
Very different from what the disciples were used to.
耶稣的祷告和门徒们所看见平常的祷告截然不同。
We understand this when we look in the Gospel of John chapter 5.
当我们在看约翰福音第五章的时候，我们也发现同样的事情。
Where Jesus called God Father.
当耶稣称呼他神为父亲。
And instead of the Pharisees saying, yeah, he's our father too.
那些法利赛人就说神也是我们的父。
The Pharisees want to kill him.
可是这些法利赛人却要杀耶稣。
Because he's making a claim to God that they can't make.
因为耶稣向神所有的称呼，却是这些法利赛人却没有办法称呼的。
They see that to Jesus, God is just not just Father of the nation.
因为他们看见神对耶稣来说不是只是一国的父。
He's not just Father of the patriarchs.
他不是以色列，不仅仅是以色列列祖先祖的父亲。
They realize that Jesus is calling God his own father.
他们发现耶稣竟然叫神为他自己的父亲。
And that makes a whole world of difference.
这个差别实在太巨大。
So Jesus says, that same way that I address my father, you pray like that.
耶稣告诉他的门徒说，我如何的来称呼天上的父为父亲，你们也做同样的事。
That perfect, that holy, glorious God, call him your father.
对，你要对那位圣洁、全然、完全的神，你要全能的神，你要叫他为父亲。
And that's how you're to pray.
你应该这样子的祷告。
You're addressing a glorious God, but you're also addressing your father.
你不但是向一位荣耀的神祷告，你是向你爸爸祷告。
So that answers the question, who we're praying to.
所以当我们问这个问题，向谁祷告？
But we also have to ask, who can pray this?
我们同时要问，谁可以这样子的向父亲祷告？
Because it's clear the way Jesus is teaching it, not everyone can pray this.
因为当耶稣如此的教导，你可以明白，不是每一个人都可以这样子祷告的。
Because not everyone can call God Father.
因为不是所有的人都可以对神称呼父亲。
Let's flip over to John chapter 8.
我们来看约翰福音第八章。
Here Jesus is talking to the Pharisees.
耶稣这时在对法利赛人讲话。
Let's look at John 8:44.
约翰福音第八章四十四节。
Actually, let's back up. Let's go to verse 42.
我们回到读四十二节。
And this is in response to the Pharisees saying that they have God as their father.
耶稣要回应法利赛人说，法利赛人说，我们的父也，我们的神也是父亲。
So verse 42, Jesus said to them, "If God were your father, you would love me, for I came from God and now am here."I have not come on my own, but he sent me.
耶稣说，倘若神是你们的父，你们就必爱我，因为我本是出于神，也是从神而来。 并不是由着自己来，乃是他差我来。
Why is my language not clear to you? Because you are unable to hear what I say.
你们为什么不明白我的话呢？无非是因你们不能听我的道。
You belong to your father the devil, and you want to carry out your father's desire. He was a murderer from the beginning, not holding to the truth, for there is no truth in him. When he speaks lies, he speaks his native language, for he is a liar and the father of lies.
你们是出于你们的父魔鬼，你们父的私欲，你们偏要行。他从起初是杀人的，不守真理，因他心里没有真理。他说谎是出于自己，因他本来是说谎的，也是说谎之人的父。
The Pharisees are saying, "We have God as our Father."
法利赛人告诉耶稣说，神是我们的父。
She says, "God is not your father; the devil is."
耶稣回应他们说，神不是你们的父，你们的父是魔鬼。
You do exactly what your father wants.
因为你们做的是你们父喜爱做的。
I can see the family resemblance.
我可以看见这个家庭很类似。
The Bible's teaching is that we are all born of sin when we enter this world.
圣经教导我们，当我们生到这世上的时候，我们有罪。
That no one is born a child of God.
没有一个人一生出来就是神的儿女。
We are all born children of the devil.
我们一生下来就是魔鬼的儿女。
And if you ever have had kids or will have kids, you will learn this.
如果你们有现在有孩子，或者你们将来会有孩子，你们就知道了。
You just need to turn on the news and you see it.
你如果打开新闻，你就可以看见。
I have two little girls.
我有两个女儿。
And I never need to teach the older one, this is how you need to lie.
我从来不用教大女儿，你要这样子说谎。
If you ever get in trouble, this is what you need to do.
如果你做错了事，你要这样子的说谎。
Or this is how to pick on your younger sister. You're not going to learn this in school, so I need to teach you this.
或者我不会教我女儿，你学校学不到，可是你要这样子来欺负妹妹。
We never need to teach that.
我们从来不需要教一个孩子这些事。
We grow up knowing it.
我们从生出来我们就知道怎么做。
We get it directly from our father, the devil.
我们从小就从我们的父亲魔鬼学这些事。
So if we are all born children of the devil, how can we pray this prayer?
所以如果我们都是我们的父魔鬼所生的，我们凭什么来这样做这样子的一个祷告？
How can this prayer have any meaning to us?
这样子的一个祷告对我们有任何的意义吗？
It could be like Jesus is giving us something very powerful. He's giving us like a car and then not giving us the key.
好像耶稣在给门徒们一部车，却不给他开车的钥匙。
How can we unlock the power here if we can't even use it?
我们如果不知道如何使用我们这个使用的祷告的能力如何使用？
Worldly speaking, we know how to do it.
从世上来说，我们知道如何的做。
How do we get a new father?
我们如何得到一位父亲？
We can't get it by working extra hard.
我们不能因为我们努力的行善而得到。
We don't get it by getting straight A's at school.
我们不是借着拿全在上课拿到成绩全 A。
Or making a fortune at work.
或者在公司赚大钱。
There's one way to get a new father.
我们只有一个方式可以得到一位新的父亲。
You need to get adopted.
你必须被领养。
I don't know if you've ever gotten a chance to hear stories of people who have adopted.
不知道你有没有机会听到关于领养的这个信息。
I've heard some amazing stories.
我曾听过一些蛮惊异的领养的事情。
Especially people who have adopted from foreign countries and very poor circumstances.
尤其是当他们从一些贫困的地区领养一些有特别难处的孩子。
How does a child in that situation in a poor orphan get a new father?
那所以在那种情况之下的那些孩子，他们如何得到一位新的父亲呢？
Will the parents travel to the orphanage?
这些父母亲他们到那个孤儿院。
And they go in to take a look at the children.
他们看着这个孩子。
And a lot of times they find babies in cribs that are just covered in feces.
很多时候他们看到那个在婴儿篮里面的婴孩，他们全身是沾满了粪便。
These babies are underfed and malnourished.
这些婴孩他们吃不饱，营养不良。
Sometimes these babies only get rice to eat and nothing else.
有的时候这些孩子他们唯一能够得到的食物就是米饭。
A lot of times the older kids that grow up in these orphanages, whenever they get a meal, they eat a little bit to satisfy their stomach and then they hide the rest.
很多时候当他们得到一顿饭的时候，他们先吃一点点来满足饥饿，然后把其他的藏起来。
Because they have no idea when more food is coming.
因为他们不晓得下一顿饭是什么时候。
And the parents come into these orphanages.
而这些父母亲就到了这些孤儿院。
And they see these children.
他们看到这些孩子们。
And their heart just gets torn up inside.
他们的心里好像被撕裂一样。
Not because these babies are so cute and cuddly and they put on these big smiles.
不是因为这些孩子们特别可爱，肥嘟嘟的，又有灿烂的笑容。
But because these babies are in such horrible conditions.
而是因为这些孩子是在这么一个艰难的情况中。
And to the parents, it's like these children are living in hell.
对这些父母亲来说，这些孩子好像在地狱中生活。
And they decide because of their love to take these children out of that circumstance.
因为他们的爱，他们决心要将这些孩子从这个情况中带出来。
And so they file lots and lots of paperwork.
他们必须申请用许多的证件来申请。
And they pay a lot of money.
而且付上很多的钱。
I was looking up online this week, maybe 5 years back in this country, it took almost $40,000 to adopt a baby.
我上网看了五年前的价格，你要从美国你要领养一个孩子要差不多$40,000。
I was thinking that's an unreasonable amount of money to ask for a baby that I still need to spend money to raise and feed and clothe.
我看了我就想这个你去带了一个孩子来，你还要花许多的钱来照顾、来穿戴、吃戴，这你还要付这么大钱，实在不合理。
And that baby's not even helping chip in the money.
而且那个孩子又不会替你工作挣钱。
It would make sense. He's coming out of such a bad circumstance. He'd want to, you know, put out some money, help me get out of this place.
而照理说，你去把一个在很不好环境的孩子，你去领养他们，他们应该给你钱让你去领养。
But these children have nothing. They barely have food.
可是这些孩子，他们根本没钱，他们连食物都没有。
The most thing they have is their own feces.
他们唯一有的就是在他们身上的这些粪便。
And these parents pay the adoption fee.
而这些父母亲他们付这些领养的费用。
And then they take these children out of the orphanage.
他们从孤儿院把他们领养出来。
And a lot of times these kids coming out of the orphanages, they don't want to leave.
很多时候这些孩子他们反而不愿意离开孤儿院。
Because it's all they've ever known.
因为他们所知道的世界就是孤儿院。
They want to go back.
他们要回去。
The outside world is scary.
外面的世界蛮恐怖的。
Some of these kids have never seen the sun before.
有些孩子他们从来没看过太阳。
But the new parents take them out and give them a new home.
但这些新的领养父母把他们带出去，给他们一个家。
And they get a new father and a new mother.
他们重新有个新的爸爸，新的妈妈。
How does this work spiritually?
从属灵角度来说。我们来看
Let's look at Galatians chapter 4.
我们来看加拉太书第四章
Galatians chapter 4 verse 3.
加拉太书第四章第三节
So also when we were children we were in slavery under the basic principles of the world.
我们为孩童的时候受管于世俗小学之下也是如此。
But when the time had fully come, God sent his son, born of a woman, born under the law.
及至时候满足，神就差遣他的儿子为女子所生，且生在律法以下。
To redeem those under the law, that we might receive the full rights as sons.
要把律法以下的人赎出来，叫我们得着儿子的名分。
Because you are sons, God sent the spirit of his son into your hearts, into our hearts, the spirit who calls out, Abba, Father.
你们既为儿子，神就差他儿子的灵进入你们的心，呼叫阿爸父。
Let me put this another way.
所以我们从另外一个角度来看。
God sends his son and he sends him to earth.
神差遣他的儿子来到这地上。
And he sees us in hell.
神他看见我们好像活在地狱中。
He sees us in sin, in slavery, in bondage.
他看见我们在罪恶中，在捆绑之中。
Spiritually dead in every way.
在灵里我们是完完全全是个死人。
And it breaks his heart.
这使他的心伤痛。
So he sends his son to pay the price.
他打发他的儿子来付上代价。
A price that we could not afford.
这个代价是我们付不起的。
It's the price of Christ Jesus dying on the cross.
是耶稣基督在十字架上流血受死。
And after paying the cost, he calls us sons and daughters.
当耶稣付上了这个代价以后，父神就叫我们我的儿子，我的女儿。
And that is what these brothers and sisters that are getting baptized here this morning, that's what they're proclaiming.
所以今天这些受浸的弟兄姐妹，这就是他们所要得着的名分，这就是他们以后所可以称呼的。
They're saying, I am a child of God, I have a father.
他们今天也同样的说，我是神的儿女，我有一位父。
We don't often think about this in the way when we think of how to share the gospel.
当我们传福音的时候，我们不常会用这样子的例子。
But the story of adoption is the story of the gospel.
可是这个领养的这个故事其实就是福音的故事。
It is the center of Christianity.
是基督教信仰的核心。
In J.I. Packer's Knowing God, he has this quote.
巴克弟兄所写的一本书叫做《认识神》，他有这样子讲。
He says, if you want to judge how well a person understands Christianity, find out how much he makes of the thought of being God's child and having God as his father.
他说，如果你要知道一个人他多么的明白基督教的信仰，你就看到他怎么样的来认识到神是他的父，而且把神当作天父这个概念应用在他生活的每一个角落。
If this is not the thought that prompts and controls his worship and prayers and his whole outlook on life, it means that he does not understand Christianity very well at all.
如果他这种对父神的这个思想不能够引领他在他敬拜神，在他祷告中，或者他整个的人生的观之中，你就了解到他并不是很明白耶稣基督教的信仰。
Father is the Christian name of God.
基督教中的这位神叫做父亲。
That is the foundation of prayer.
这就是我们祷告的根基。
That is why we have power in prayer.
这就是为什么我们祷告的时候有能力。
Jesus said in John 15, when you pray to the Father, he's going to grant you your requests.
在约翰福音15章耶稣说，当你向父神祷告的时候，他就应允你们。
Because when we pray, we're not praying to a stranger.
因为当我们祷告的时候，我们不是向一位陌生人祷告。
We're not praying to someone we don't know whether they're going to grant our request or not.
我们不是向一个素昧平生的人来祷告，我们不知道他会不会答应。
We're not praying to our boss.
我们不是向我们的上司祷告。
We're praying to our father.
我们是向我们的父亲祷告。
And he wants to hear from us.
而他希望听见我们。
And he wants to give us the desires of our heart as his children.
作为他的儿女，他希望赐给我们我们心所要的。
So let's pray to God our Father.
所以我们先来向天上的父祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for this prayer.
天父，我们为了祷告感谢你。
We thank you most importantly that we can call you Father.
我们最感谢就是我们能称你为父。
We are not orphans.
我们不是孤儿。
We are not abandoned.
我们不是被弃的。
We have a Father who has loved us and has given everything that he has to make us his children.
我们有一位父，他愿意给上他所有的，使我们成为他的儿女。
So Lord, give us boldness in prayer.
主啊，让我们祷告的时候能够放胆。
Let us petition our Father.
向我们天上的父神祈求。
Because Father, you know what we need.
因为父神，你知道我们需要的。
And you delight and you're giving good gifts to your children.
你喜悦将好东西赐给你的儿女。
So we pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
我们奉着耶稣基督有能力的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.